Of all the things in the universe, there's nothing so powerful as a word of encouragement, shared and received. And on this St. Patrick's Day weekend, which falls on this second Sunday of Lent, we have not only a word of encouragement, but we have a beautiful vision of encouragement as we see for the first time God in his radiant glory. In this mountain, at this transfiguration, Jesus himself, radiant with light. While Peter, James, and John may have been the first ones to see that, they certainly weren't the last. And up and down human history, there have been thousands of men and women like us who have seen the risen Christ, who have heard his word and have received it so well. Peter said in today's gospel, "It's good, Lord, to be here." But so many joined in a similar response as they saw the risen Christ. And then they serve him, they love him, they live for him. St. Patrick was one of those who saw him and knew the voice of God. And I share with you and all of our parishioners his words this morning. What happened to Patrick when he encountered Jesus? Patrick wrote, "My name is Patrick. I am a sinner, a simple country person, and the least of all believers. I am looked down upon by many. My father was Calpurnius. He was a deacon. His father was Potius, a priest, who lived in Banavim. His home was near there, and that is where I was taken prisoner. I was about 16 years old at the time. At that time, I did not know the true God. I was taken into captivity in Ireland, along with thousands of others. We deserved this, because we had gone away from God and did not keep his commandments. We would not listen to our priests who advised us about how we could be saved. The Lord brought his strong anger upon us and scattered us among many nations, even to the ends of the earth. And it was among foreigners that it was seen how little I was. It was there that the Lord opened up my awareness of my lack of faith. Even though it came about late, I recognized my failings. So I turned with all my heart to the Lord my God, and he looked down upon my lowliness and had mercy on my youthful ignorance. He guarded me before I knew him, and before I came to wisdom and could distinguish between good and evil. He protected me and consoled me, as a father does for his son. That is why I cannot be silent, nor would it be good to do so, about such great a blessing and such a gift that the Lord so kindly bestowed in the land of my captivity. This is how we can repay such blessing: when our lives change and we come to know God, to praise and bear witness to his great wonders before every nation under heaven." My friends, on this St. Patrick's Day, in this Jubilee year, how good it is to know the friendship, the life, the sanctity of Patrick. Look at the sun just pouring in the window there. You know, he's not pouring in those back windows. Just the St. Patrick one. God is so close. You know, on a parish feast day, there's a particular grace given to all the members of St. Patrick. We have the opportunity today to receive a plenary indulgence. The people at St. Cornelius or St. Gabe's can't have that today. And if you're here from those parishes, you can't either. But St. Patrick's can. And today, if we receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, if we remember and pray for our Holy Father, if we receive confession within the next month, we receive beautiful graces from God, who is satisfied not just to share his life with us, but to heal us of all of those temporal wounds, of all those wounds that we inflict on others. It really is a magnificent day. And that word of encouragement is ours. I got a good word of encouragement recently from, of all people, the Archbishop of Armagh, Ireland. That's the place where Patrick was. And I don't know the Bishop of Ireland. I've never been to Ireland, although I'm going with 25 of you next month. But this is what he wrote. Dear Father Chris and the faithful of St. Patrick Parish, I would like to take this opportunity to send you every good wish and blessing as your parish celebrates its 150th Jubilee year. I understand that your church, which was founded 150 years ago, was built by Irish immigrants and named in honor of St. Patrick. I am sure that the construction of St. Patrick's Church in Kennett Square was as much a labor of faith and love for them. Building a church in which to worship and pray, a beacon for families and neighbors, the centerpiece of a new community. No doubt there is great excitement in the parish as you prepare for the Jubilee celebrations. I hope everything goes well, as I am sure it will. We in the Archdiocese of Armagh, the ancient see of St. Patrick in Ireland, will be with you there in spirit and in prayer. So every good wish to all in the parish of St. Patrick, Kennett Square. May your Jubilee be a very happy, prayerful, and joyous occasion. With kindest regards, Archbishop Amon Martin of Armagh. Pretty neat. Now, I had no clue where this came from. Does he Google St. Patrick? There's a lot of St. Patrick's churches in the world. But then I realized we have an Irishman up here. Connor, whose wife, Vicky, is preparing to enter into full communion with the Catholic Church at Easter. Connor is from Ireland and apparently has a connection, which I'll enjoy and take. Finally, a last word of encouragement. We received an acknowledgement this week from the Senate of Pennsylvania. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because you have to go to breakfast. But this is the citation, and the letter reads, Father Rogers, it is my privilege to present St. Patrick Parish with an official citation from the Senate of Pennsylvania, which commemorates and celebrates the 150th anniversary of the church. I would like to congratulate the entire congregation on this milestone and thank you for all you have done to enrich the spiritual lives of our community. Please accept the citation as a tribute to the history of the church, a small token of my personal appreciation. Congratulations once again. Sincerely, Senator Andrew Dinneman. My friends, we're in a very special time. This is a very special day for us. And having seen the vision of God, seeing the glory of Patrick and Noah, the only response, the most fitting response to God's grace is to give thanks, to turn our hearts fully to Him, to renounce whatever is not of God, and to be a living reflection of our good and generous God, who in today's world is so needed. And for today's world, we can share that good news. May God bless you on this St. Patrick's Day, and may our lives bless God.